welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by John and Laura Moriyama in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Seiji Yokota. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Dexter Marr of Honpa Honji Mission, Hawaii. Good morning, Dr. Marr.
I'm Dexter Marr, Minister Lay Assistant from Hawaii Betsawin. I'm delighted to offer my Dharma thoughts today and grateful to Moili'ili Honganji for the opportunity. Have you heard of the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once? It just won the Oscar for Best Movie of 2023 with a largely Asian cast, winning many Oscars too. My wife and I watched this movie last year, early in its run, and found it wild, funny, and confusing. So after the Oscars, we watched it again, and found the deeper meaning more evident. Like many movies, TV shows, books, songs, etc., we Buddhists see underlying Buddhist values expressed, though not acknowledged, as Buddhist in origin. The movie moves quickly, jumping from one different reality to another, or verses, as in universe and multiverse. So you have to pay close attention to keep track. This multiverse concept is based on scientific theories of quantum physics, in which there are infinite numbers of possible lives for each person. For more on this thinking, just Google multiverse. Science aside, the movie also relates to Buddhist teachings. For instance, the core Buddhist principle of dependent origination, or interconnectedness, is clearly represented in the multiverse idea and used in the film by characters transporting from one reality to another. This also relates to our own everyday lives and life choices that we make or don't make, and the consequences of our choices. The film illustrates how past decisions influence not only our current reality, but also the what-ifs. From the number one alpha verse, life branches when decisions are made. A personal example could be when I decided to attend the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California, rather than the University of California at Berkeley. This was 1966, at the height of the free speech movement and Vietnam War protests. I wonder what the Berkeley path might have been rather than the Stockton path in studying pharmaceutical sciences. In the movie, that first path happened for Evelyn when she left home to marry and move to America. Other what-if realities are revealed in the movie, and their influence on our Evelyn impacts her current choices. So, the Buddhist metaphor of Indra's net applies not only to our connection to each other, but also to our own possibilities within, and the impact of choices not taken. This whole perspective of what is reality relates to the Buddhist teachings of true reality. Life is so full of possibilities that the most important thing is to appreciate what is here now in front of us. In 1975, when I just completed clinical pharmacy residency training in Hawaii, my wife and I had career choices to stay in Hawaii or move to New York City. I had an offer to be director of pharmacy at Kaiser Hospital, but we moved to Manhattan and did not return permanently to Hawaii for 15 years. Upon returning, I joined Kaiser Hospital, now moved from Ala Moana to Moanalua, and worked for a director who was hired after my decision to go to New York. How choices long ago affect life today. Another core Buddhist principle is suffering, or life is challenging. In Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the main character, Evelyn, is challenged by running the family laundromat, being audited by the IRS, dealing with her husband, daughter, and father. She seems to not be good at anything. So she struggles and struggles and struggles. However, she turns out to be the only Evelyn in the entire multiverse that can save everything from total destruction. To do so, she needs to save her daughter, who's been possessed by a dark force. Of course, our heroine, Evelyn, finally discovers the ultimate weapon, kindness. Our Shin Buddha superpower of wisdom and compassion is expressed by being kind. The universal Buddhist connection is the famous saying, hate never stops hate. Hate is stopped by the absence of hate. Evelyn is exhorted to kill adversaries blocking her path to her possessed daughter, but is guided by her husband to use kindness, or non-hate, instead. For example, as she fights her way up a staircase to her daughter, she uses a chiropractic neck adjustment to soothe the pain of an opponent, which stops his attack. At the top of the stairs, her daughter is about to enter a spinning vortex of nothingness, which represents the notion that life is pointless and giving up will stop her pain and turmoil. Mom Evelyn reaches daughter Joy, and then both look into the abyss and choose the chaos of life, of everyday life, instead, working in the laundromat, dealing with taxes, and living in the world. Life is suffering. Suffering is okay. Don't give up. Give it your best. Gambatte! From a Shin Buddhist perspective, the main character Evelyn is an ordinary being who struggles with everything. She is considered a failure and a loser, but in other paths in the multiverse in which she is more successful, those Evelyns are not able to defeat the vortex of pessimistic nothingness. Our Evelyn, who struggles and fights every day and will not give up, is the ultimate hero. She is embraced and supported by the infinite other Evelyns in the multiverse, as we think of Amida embracing us so that we can keep going in the face of life's challenges. In all the multiverses, her husband, Wayman, serves as an Amida-like presence, offering support, guidance, and refuge for the embattled Evelyn. So, let's look more closely at everything, everywhere, all at once, through a Shin Buddhist lens, and how we might find some guidance for our daily lives. Now let's try from the perspective of the Four Noble Truths. The first truth, life is filled with dissatisfaction or suffering, and especially in the first viewing of the film, Everything Everywhere All at Once seemed like total chaos. Life is demanding and unpredictable. Things don't go the way you plan or hope. We envision, organize, and schedule our lives every day, but are surprised and frustrated when life goes off track. The second truth is the cause of human suffering. We cause our own realities by giving in to fear, pessimism, anger, and judgment. The movie characters are mostly self-centered. Only the husband was innately kind. The third truth, solving the problems. Our Shin Buddhist superpower is wisdom and compassion, or I like to call it smart kindness. The character that was different was the husband, Wayman, who showed kindness in all realities. He was a bodhisattva-like figure who guided Evelyn to find non-hateful solutions. And the fourth truth is the Eightfold Path. When Evelyn balances her mind, body, and spirit by getting her thinking worked out, she can act from a place of helping others, and especially her daughter, Joy. Finally, she breaks through to relief and satisfaction, the end of her suffering. For Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, I offer a fifth noble truth. Unlike many Buddhist paths, which are monastic and are based on an individual's own efforts to end suffering, Shinran's path has been said to be a path for failures. After 20 years of being a monk, Shinran found an alternate path in which Amida Buddhas helped him end his suffering. Like Shinran, Evelyn realized that many others surrounded her, even when she did not realize it, to help her find the answers to her problems. So we might even think of the movie as another Buddhist parable, teaching of everything, everywhere, all at once. If you haven't seen it, try it. Maybe you'll like it. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Dr. Mar, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliiliongaji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 26th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Dr. Brad Nakamura of Chikoen Temple. He will speak on why I bring my children to church. The Honganji Spring Bazaar is also happening on March 26th from 8:30 to 1. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, John and Laura Moriyama, and our speaker, Dr. Dexter Marr. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Shingo Furusawa of Humpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.
Difficulty, I say.